Bruh, y'all ever like record episodes for your podcast and then like 80, 60, 20, 132 days later, you're like, bruh, I forgot about that one episode that I was supposed to post that I recorded. I edited it. It sounds pretty. I had a nice microphone, little filter on there, make the voice sound clean. That's what we say after the babies had a bath. Say, you clean, you feel clean. Y'all, you ever do that? And then, like, years down the line, you say, oh, I got that episode. I should post it on the internet. Do people need to know about it? Well, that's what's about to happen right here on this day. Therefore, like I do this dove. And fall, be at rest, and fly away. Bruh, yeah, this is an old episode. I talk about my book that you can now pre-order. Bruh, you can now order. On Amazon, on the Barnes & Noble, on the my website, everywhere. It's for real. So this is like a two-month-old episode that I forgot to upload. It's just like some motivation, just some feelings, some emotions. And why am I telling you what's about to happen? Well, you could just go ahead and listen and see what is going to happen. Raise your hand if you could tell I had caffeine today. Let's go to the party. Bruh, I'm over here interrupting myself for like the 12th time because I was like trying to be funny and be like, let's go to the party. Actually, I wasn't even so much trying to be funny as I was just being me. And it was just weird, like not even so much funny. Anyways, it's not, I said party and I realize now that it sounded like I said potty. And like if you have to go to the potty or if you are at the potty right now, like do you, right? Like who am I to tell you when you can and can't go to the potty? I just want it to be known that I wasn't. Like, that's not like a prerequisite of my podcast. Like, okay, everybody, go to the potty. Like, you know, like when you're on a road trip and you've got kids or me and you're like, hey, did everybody go to the potty? That wasn't one of those situations. I was saying like, let's go to the potty, like the party. But like, man, I should like put like a little advertisement or something, a little buffer in between what this is and what it shall soon be. What's up, guys? Jamie Grace here. Happy Saturday to you. Today, we're going to be talking about the greatest advice you've ever received. That is, if you tweeted me back when I asked, what is the greatest piece of advice you've ever received? I'm at Jamie Grace H on Instagram. I love asking random questions like this because I think it's just such a fun time to just jump into all of our brains and be like, hey, guys, where are you right now? What's going on? And so this is really fun. Before we get to that, I'm going to share with you guys two random things. So one, my husband and daughter and my sister's husband and their son, so the four of them, they're having like a dad kid day. They went out for some very social distancing safe takeout food, and then they're going to go for a little social distancing swim. Well, the four of them won't be social distancing from each other because we're like co-quarantining. Anyways, I feel the need to always disclaim that. But also, it's like awareness. It might be helpful for somebody to be like, yo, I know it's hard if you're choosing to social distance and quarantine. I know it's challenging and oftentimes feels very isolating, but it's possible and you can do it. And I'm just here to let you know that we're making it a part of our new normal as well. Anyway, so they're out of the house. And so I am home by myself and I am enjoying it, like to the extent of like able to get more work done and able to, you know, like eat food without my daughter being like, hey, that's mine, even though it's not hers. Aaron just sent me a picture of Isabella and I changed my mind. They've been gone for an hour and I just texted him. I said, y'all need to come home. She's so cute. I miss my child. Like I changed my mind. I don't want to have the day to myself. So that's the first random thing I wanted to tell you guys. The second random thing is that I record at my desk. So I'm sitting at my desk recording this. And across the room is my other microphone that I use for the live singing videos that I've been putting on YouTube. If you haven't caught them yet, I would love it if you went and checked them out. I just sing all my songs that I would be singing in concerts, but I'm just dancing around my studio by myself singing. And so I had the cord. I use the same like interface and channel and stuff. So I had the microphone cord plugged into the other mic. And then I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself, and then I realized it was plugged into the wrong mic. That was way more boring than I thought it was going to be. So let's jump into 3 minutes in almost, and we're finally getting to the point. Wait, Sorry, yet another one. By the time you guys hear this, I would have announced that my brand new book, Finding Quiet, is available for pre-order on Amazon. I signed a book deal. I wrote a full book, like a for real one. My previous ones, they were real books too. They were self-published books. This is not self-published. I went through an editor and I have like a whole team. Like this is, before I had a team as well, but it was my manager and I. This time it's like a whole book publishing team. It's been amazing. And so I'll put it in the show notes, the link to pre-order if you choose to. Thank you so much if you do. That is so nice of you. It comes out October 13th and it's called Finding Quiet. It's all about anxiousness and peace. And I'm really excited to share that book with you guys. So let's jump into the greatest piece of advice you've ever received. The top tweet right under my tweets, because I follow him back, my buddy Tadashi. He's a rapper, he's an artist, he's an inspiration to so many of us. And he has a goofy tweet, but it ends on, "The fool thinks he's a wise man, but the wise man knows he's a fool." That's good stuff. That reminds me of when we were going through the study of Proverbs. If you didn't catch that over the last year, I took a few Sundays here and there, and we did a study on the book of Proverbs. So one, episode per chapter or per book or per chapter per proverb. It took a long time because it just did. So that's why I said over the last year. But yeah, man, that's good. At Call to Love said, "If in doubt, don't." That's good. I don't think that's always an absolute, but I do think that that can be very helpful and very applicable. Because oftentimes, like, we're like, oh, should I do this? Should I not? And sometimes it's just like, hey, maybe that's your conscious. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. So I do like that. At Amara Falk, she says, "To be brave, not perfect." I love that. My daughter's middle name is Brave. So that makes me really happy. Let's see. Ashy Blue Art. Her name is Ashley, so I think that that's maybe like a nickname. "Don't buy anything unless you've saved up double the amount that you want to spend." I love that. Y'all, I am such a budget-friendly person. Like, I love budgeting so much. When I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of money, so we were just very conscious of how we spent and how we saved, or how we would spend and how we would save. And so that has really helped into my adulthood, even though my financial situation is a little different for myself and my family, but I just like to be really conscious of that. And so I love that. It's like, hey, if you want to spend, $20 on something, and just, this is all hypothetical, but like you get paid $20 or someone gives you $20. It's not saying that buying that would be the worst thing in the world, but what if you waited till you had $40? Oh, I love that so much. That's such a good, like, basic budgeting principle. There's so much there, but that's such a good basic principle. At Camaro Chris 4, she says, "My sweet Uncle Ted helped pay for one quarter of college for me and told me I didn't have to pay him back. He said, when the opportunity comes to help someone else, Chris, help them. That's all I ask for in return. It's been the greatest advice." Oh my gosh, that's so good. I love the concept of pay it forward. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Pay It Forward. It's definitely not, I would say viewer discretion advice, and I believe listener discretion advice as well. I do believe that it has quite a bit of language. I've only ever seen the television edit of that film, so I'm not sure. But the movie Pay It Forward is so powerful. So yeah, it's really sad, but that just made me think about that. At Stu Mom of Two says, "Don't let the weaknesses of others control you." Man, that's good. That's really good. It's so easy to be influenced by other people. Hey y'all, I wanted to take a quick moment to share with you some info about one of my favorite sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast. Y'all, when quarantine first started, I was not very interested in this whole online counseling thing because it made me really anxious. And as someone that has anxiety, I had to figure something out because a lot of things make me anxious. Eventually, I gave it a try and I have to say that it's been very beneficial for me. So I want you guys, if you need to check out Faithful Counseling. Whether you have an anxiety anxiety diagnosis or you are dealing with the everyday frustrations of life, I can promise you that you will find it beneficial to talk to a counselor through Faithful Counseling. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace to learn more about the very affordable counseling that they have and the four different ways you can communicate with a clinical therapist. And if you'd like, they can incorporate some faith-based things as well into your counseling. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. That's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. Let's see. Her username got cut off. Simply_Hannah. Oh, there we go. She is a fan of my music. I don't love the word fan, but she's a fan of my music, but I also follow her just because she's so nice. And I can't remember exactly when I followed her, but she's really nice. I follow her on Twitter and she loves Niall Horan. I know that's really random, but I just know that information about her because she tweets about him quite a bit. She's the reason why I know a lot of information about Niall Horan. So she says, I think the greatest piece of advice that I've ever received has come from the Bible, which is love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I still struggle with that sometimes because of how many people have hurt me, but hurt people hurt people. That's so true. I struggle with it too. I think we all do. And hopefully, Hannah, that's encouraging to you that you don't feel alone in that. I think a lot of us struggle with like, oh, someone hurt me, someone offended me, someone bothered me. Kind of like what Stu Mom of Two is saying. It's like someone else has their weaknesses, their things that they did, but we can't let that control us. Pascal McCall says, in this life, you can make mistakes. That's okay, but don't repeat the same mistakes twice. From an Uber driver that I had one day. Man, I love a good random piece of encouragement from like a taxi driver or an Uber driver or a Lyft driver. Just like those random encounters. I mean, sometimes I haven't hopped in a car in a long time. But sometimes I'll just like hop in the car and I'm like, hey, if it's cool with you, I'm going to pop my headphones in. You know, I'll pop them out when we get there. Like, but sometimes I'm like, hi, how are you? Where are you from? What's up? What's your favorite color? Do you know this town a lot? What's your favorite thing in this town? You know, sometimes I want to be friends and, you know, super chatty and stuff. So I'm having this thought in my head that like, just because you're being quiet doesn't mean you don't want to be friends. But anyways, I love when you have those random encounters. It's really cool. Denise 17125628. I feel like that's her social security number. I don't think it is. It's a lot of numbers. She said, this too shall pass from my sweet mom. I love that. That's such a good reminder. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed by the present moment that can oftentimes be overwhelming and frustrating. And it's good to remember that this too shall pass. Okay, let's do a couple more. Work hard and make your own life better. Nobody is going to do that for you. That's from Davida _Namola. That's really good. I do think that sometimes, you know, people are going to reach out and help us and stuff, but we have to make sure that we are advocating for ourselves. Like that's a really big deal. I love that so much. Suze DC for Kids says, one of my favorites is the grass is greener where it's watered. Yes. You know, like there's like the phrase, like the grass is always greener on the other side. You know that song? Can somebody tweet me what show this was? Someone once told me the grass was much greener on the other side. Da, 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 da. It's not the Wild Thornberries, but it's in that vein. It's not Brace Face. It's something in that. It's like the girl going to school or something. But yeah, the grass is greener where it's watered. That's very true. Charmed LM Sure 07, you have to stand for what you believe in, even if you're standing alone. Yes, that makes me think of Stand by, Stand by VeggieTales. That's good. And I think, you know, standing is like, it might be a literal, you know, standing for what you believe in. It might be figurative, whatever that means, though. Like, don't, like, just, you know, pursue Christ and know, you know, whatever he's calling you to do, like, pursue that, even if you're doing it by yourself. Danielle Jethro says, if you want it done right, do it yourself. I do think that that's applicable in many situations. I don't think it's 100, like, not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying, like, I know that sometimes, for me at least, because of my personality, the thing that I have to remember to do is like allowing other people in my space to help me with things, because I'm one of those, like, because I'm so like, I got to do it myself. I can burn out so fast. And yeah, so like, I mean, I have no shame in telling people that, like, sometimes, like, oh, there's not always podcast episodes or there's not always YouTube videos. And sometimes people are like, oh, where's the videos? Like, where's the episodes? Which I don't mind that. Please hear me out. I do not mind that because I think that's, even though I did that silly voice, I think it's so nice. I genuinely do that. People are like actually wondering where my content is. I'm like, well, you guys miss me a little bit. Thank you so much. But at the same time, like, I have no shame in telling people, like, look, bro, I ain't got it. Like, I'm tired this week, you know? And I've gotten a lot better at taking that time for myself just to breathe and not feel the pressure of, like, oh, no, I won't be relevant if I miss a few episodes or miss a, you know, a video or something like that. Anyway, so that's a personal weakness that I have that I have to, you know, work on not trying to do it all myself. With that being said, I do think that there is some connection to the other thing that I was saying with, like, who was it? It was somebody was just saying about, like, man, I already lost it, but just about, like, you know, yeah, here we go. Work hard and make your own life better. Nobody's going to do that for you. It's like you still need to know how to do things for yourself and work hard for yourself and, you know, not live in a mindset of like, oh, well, when I get a husband, then I can, you know, do this thing and it'll be better. Or like, oh, if I get this job, then these people will help me pursue my dreams, you know? So I do think there's a lot of truth to that. Triplet Mom 3. Oh my gosh, you're so cool. I really want triplets. She says, this too shall pass. Yeah, that's the same one that we had a minute ago, which is great. That means we needed to hear it twice. Y'all, I know I just kind of passively said that. I feel like I've said it many times before, but just in case I haven't, yeah, I really want triplets. That's like a thing. Like, I don't know when, and I don't believe that that is something that will happen biologically. Y'all know that I'm very pro foster care and pro adoption when it is what makes the best sense for that child. I think triplets are amazing, and I would love to either raise triplets or be a part of raising triplets while they're, you know, while their biological parents are, you know, working on being able to bring them back home or something like that. Okay, I keep saying let's do a few more, but I'm enjoying this. I don't know, like, let me know if you guys like these kinds of episodes where I like read some of your input, because I think it's really fun. Drew Knight, 1982, says, as soon as he found out my wife it was pregnant, buy diapers every time you get paid. We never ran out of diapers. Oh, we did that too. We were like, literally once a month, I'm like, okay, let's go get some diapers. Man, the concept, the thought of like it being late at night and not having a diaper for your kid, that's a scary thought. I think a lot of people have dealt with that before. I mean, yeah, like, we, you know, we're not like millionaires or anything. So like, there were times where we're like, oh, I'm not going to get this thing that I want, or Aaron's not going to get this thing that he wants, or we're not going to get this thing that we might even kind of need, because our kid needs this more, you know? And so diapers was always like high on the list of priorities. So if you can do that, that is a good idea. Okay, this is the last one that I want to share because it's really cool. C. Burns Falker says, all you can do is all you can do. You can't be everything to everyone all the time, or something will go lacking and it will probably be you. Ah, that's good. That's good. That's really good. That's literally, yeah, I needed that. I'm a screenshot that one. I like to screenshot stuff like this, and then like when I randomly come across it like in a few weeks or something, or like organizing files on my computer, I'll be like, yeah, that's good, man. That's beautiful. We can't be everything to everyone all the time, or something will go lacking and it will probably be you. That doesn't need much of an explanation. I just want to read it again a little slower because I thought it was beautiful. That's some good stuff. Thank you guys so much for sharing this with me. There are so many more tweets that I'm just not able to get through all of them. I'm going to leave a link to my tweet in the show notes. And then if you guys want, you can scroll through and read the rest of them, because like literally, like, I'm scrolling and there's so many more. Of course, some of you guys, like, I love y'all, but y'all your best advice was terrible because I hot mess, but some of this is so good. Oh, that one's terrible. I wish I could delete like tweets like they were comments, just for the sake of like, I don't want people to see this. It's not helpful, but there's a lot of good stuff in here. And I'm really grateful that you guys shared with me. So, last one. I already said this last one, but this one's from Sarah Hughes. She was one of my teachers in high school, and I just really like her. She says, feelings are real, but they're not reliable. Heard it while listening to Pastor Village Church, Texas. That's so good. I like it. Feelings are so good. They're so real, but man, they could get you messed up. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hit me up on the socials at Jamie Grace H. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.